As well, I pray today we'll receive together in the name of Jesus. Thank you, be seated. Thank you, be seated. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, we don't speak as a man that is subject to times and seasons. Now, all those things that we spoke about, they are reality, they are real, they happen to everybody, but you don't conduct your speech as one that is what? Subject to bad times and seasons. Amen. You don't speak as such. You belong to another kingdom. Your kingdom is superior. Hallelujah. So as you live here, like, be deliberate about the power of God. Be deliberate about causing the power of God to work for your days. How many, think about the number of conversations you have every day. How many do you direct towards your life? How many do you direct towards your progress? How many do you direct towards your health? How many do you direct towards your advancement? How many? Think about it. One of the reasons I love driving in long distance is that I know it's automatic praying and confessing God's word all through. Are you with me? Think about the conversations you have in a day. Spend quality time on your life. God is delighted when you make things work for your good. Please, I'm not quoting Romans 8:28, as he rightly said. But God is delighted when you don't allow just bad things to happen to you. Are you with me? Because you are the ones that has the priority of ministry. You are the one that knows what to do with money. You are the ones that knows, despite come what's their month, you are the ones that knows how to keep your in Christ sanity. So it shouldn't be you that will be begging people up and down. You know, how many of you love begging uncles? Uncle, please. Uncle, please. You are my last hope. They believe you are my last hope. I hate such. Amen. No, remember I said something some weeks ago. I said there is a type of false contentment that is in the Islamic world. You know that I was talking about contentment. I said, of course, remember how I put it? I said we should be content, right? The next day I now told you that you are content does not mean you should accept a mediocre or an inferiority complex as your norm. Do you remember how I put it that day? That means, and I said, although we are content with things, but there are some contentment that are forced. Remember? Like, especially in the Muslim world, they think that anything I don't have is because I don't deserve it. No, that's not you. Amen. But order your words aright. At times it can take months. At times 4 months of speaking the same thing. But at least you are speaking every day. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't know what there was something I was discussing with my wife one day. I said, well, don't worry. I said, if worst case scenario happens, I said, don't worry, I will just send you guys to Sapele. I said, I will go to the Monte for 2 months. I have my mouth. Say, I've got my mouth. See my mouth? It's not for chewing gum. It's for speaking. It's for aligning my life. See, things can be fine. Things can be smooth. Things can be pleasant. Things can be the way you want. Use your words. Every day, you should know that you have at least this day. That's why anybody that tell me you have a challenge, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, especially in ministry, and you say that you are telling me you have a challenge, this one, 5 months, 6 months, I know it's you, you're not serious. Hallelujah. Things can work. But learn to use your words aright. Tell everyone, saying, learn to use your words aright. Say things are willing to work for you. Even things that things are willing.
Amen.
Glory to God. Good evening. How are you doing? Happy democracy. Happy new government. Amen. Okay, today's inauguration. Democracy is June 12th. June 12th is, we know it for something else, so I don't know why they are putting June 12th as something else. Amen. Praise God. Say thank you, Pastor Joy. That's awesome. Please try and meditate on that message over and over again. It's a lot. It's a lot. At times, we think because I'm coming to church, everything should be smooth. No, if you have seen what you have taught you on the character of God, you should have seen that God does not. It's not God even loves the believer more than the unbeliever. That means if you are two in the office, a believer is trying to apply for a post, an unbeliever is there. Governor say, "Well, this one is my child. This one is not my child." Therefore, no God. I'm sorry. No, that is the downside to the Christ reality. So I say downside, but I mean that is just like the path that you will not like. You understand? No, he said, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor, yet the set time has come." And you now studied and you saw that he's talking about what? Salvation. So which type of problem is it? And you have confessed that one, confess that God shall open before you the two leaf gates. Isaiah 45, right? You don't quote those things before. Would you remind them? Amen. Amen.
Okay, let's do something today. Thank God for holiday. So, always do your best to keep up, okay? Do your best to keep up.
Now, distractions have actually increased in our world. Like, the way the world was 30 years ago was not the same way it is now. I believe maybe we have people who are 40 and above, like Bratoluye, like they know all those in the 60s. No, I didn't think if you have so much hold up like we have today. There's not so much competition. I remember there was a time in Nigeria that when you finish school, a job is waiting for you automatically. There was a time that doctors are the pride of everywhere. Once you are just a doctor, wow. The work is automatic, but today we are seeing some doctors in GT Bank. That is a great evil under the sun. After 7 years plus practicals in school, GT Bank. Amen. To that end, I can sing that song, "Yomi Loko Iya." You understand? Always interpret for your neighbor. So now, distractions have increased. Pressures of life have increased, and me, I'm telling you something. Try and get it from me. Accept it today. Smartphones has come. Now I'm saying distractions have increased. Now you have traffic. Now you have competition. What population have increased? Also, you have smartphone. You know the meaning of all this? Distraction. So, at times, don't ask why is the world not working. Ask how distracted am I? That's the question. Don't say, why is the world not working for me? Ask yourself, how much distracted am I? At least there was a time that for you to watch football, to watch Premiership, everything. Sorry for those that have match today. Watch your match, maybe. Hallelujah. Praise God. You watch it on this place. Amen. But I'm saying, like, now you have everything at your fingertip. And if anyone could prophesy that the internet will make world last is it easy now? Yeah, it's actually easy. Like this. Like, it actually connects everywhere. Now we are in days that all you need to pass an exam is just smuggle your phone to the exam. Yes or no? Don't you get, in our own days, you have to write, the original, you write on the table, write it, key point, put it somewhere. But all you need to do these days, just find a small phone that has Google. Take it to the example. Thank you.
That's why the jam, if you see the things that jam is putting as checkmate right now, it's very serious. It will almost screen you. So, things looks like it has improved, but don't forget, most of them also constitute a distraction. Guess what? How old is divine healing, for instance? As old as the world. Amen? She said something in the course of our preaching that in days of Anna, if Anna is this year, in fact, perhaps she might not have need the power of God. After doing all the tests, everything, doctors can just get the issue. But those are days that everybody relies on what? The power of God. But today, if this part of your head is paining you, what do you think about? If you have paracetamol and you didn't go, what's the next level? Huh? Pandora Extra. If Pandora Extra refused to go, what will you step onto? Huh? Okay. So if you consult the doctor and the doctor could not do it, what do you do? Head scan. Thank you. If head scan now shows nothing, yet the head is paining you, what do you now go to? Then my people has come, have you? No, please. It looks like we are actually joking, but it's true. Now, see how long it has taken you before you think of the power of God. But if it's in the days of Anna, headache, where do you rush to straight? The priest. Amen. So at times, looks in those days, I didn't know how people maintain long distance relationship in those days when there's no smartphone. You write a letter, thing we deliver after how many weeks? Sorry. Amen. And she now reply again. See you during midterm. But today, the ping. So, looks like nowadays we don't trust things invisible again. We trust like things we can see. Ladies and gentlemen, still don't forget your reality. You are a spiritual man. Despite all, don't forget your reality. You are a spiritual man. Don't always push the power of God to the last resort. Don't get used to brain work. It feels so. You know, my common example has always been Dora Akunili. I love that woman. This is a woman that's almost this is a woman that will enter Abba Onisha. Everywhere we shake. One woman. But I just had cancer. It pained me for weeks. These are people that will be so useful under this current administration. Are you with me? So, at times, money fails. Don't wait for it. So, if you have been training yourself to just depend on things physical, to depend on things medical, what happens when it fails? Now, it not look like God is not faithful. But if you have learned enough in this church, you understand that these things are not a function of God. They are the function of how much I am able to use the power at my disposal. Are you with me? It's a function of how much I am able to use my authority. It's a function of, think about that story in Matthew chapter 17. Jesus was not with the disciples. Of course, also Peter, James, and John was not with him. They went to a mountain, right, to pray. They call it Mountain of Transfiguration. Sorry, it was not a Mountain of Transfiguration, but Jesus transfigured on the mountain. So therefore, they name it Mountain of what? It would have been Orioke Erimo or Orioke Ikoyi, something like that. Sorry, pardon me. Now, so the disciples were downstairs. They were trying to cast out a demon, and the demon was not going. But do you remember what I taught you about that story? Why were they unable to cast out a demon? Sir, is it okay? They are used to Jesus and Peter? No, not really that. There were Pharisees and scribes, people who are doctors of the law, who are professional, legal, no, legalistic. Are you with me? Around them, people will tell them that, this sickness, the last person he did, he did not just die. He then went to hell immediately. People who have accurate understand, accurate, and that, you, do you know, if you, at times, if you goggle too much, you come suicide, though. Are you with me? If you goggle about the problem of life, just goggle how many, just, let me just give you an alternative to a sniper. Just goggle how many diseases are flying in the atmosphere. Put it on goggle. When you are done, you'll be tying your nose every day. Remember the days of Ebola? SARS is better. SARS is airborne, right? Now, 150 million Nigerians. See the issue. At the end of the day, they were able to record just like 7 people. These 7 or 8. That the thing just affected small. You know, of the 7, how many died? It's not just 1 or 2. The others, they were able to treat them. I don't know if you remember then. But how many people went to panic? 150 million. Some people in their own state, the Ebola is not there in their own state, yet they are not touching themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Learn to treasure the power of God. Hey, learn to treasure the power of God. I beg you. Learn to treasure the power of God. So, that means if I can be less distracted, I will know how to cause situation to align for my favor. You must know it. That is why in this church, I ensure I have drilled it into you very well, that you don't have a free evening, whether we are in church or not. All your evenings are spiritual. All my evenings, they are spiritual. Sorry, IJ. You don't have to. Is it even until you walk Monday to night that you become rich? Check. Ask your bosses now. Your guys. Sometimes they walk into your office by 10. Be by 1:30. You will resume by when? 6:30. Yeah, times I resume 5:30, and you close by when you? Because you don't have quantities until the machine breaks down. That's when you close. Hallelujah. So, distractions have increased. Therefore, deliberately put more premium on the power of God. Deliberately. Thank God for the last program activation that Pastor Egbosa came here for. Such we just again set you on, just cause you again to be ready for life, conscious of God's power. That's all. See those our sermons on things of the spirit. Just listening again. They are always evergreen. Are you with me? As you listen, you create the atmosphere for yourself again. Amen, amen. Such will just cause you again to be prepared for life. See, the issue about the power of God is consciousness. How much am I conscious of this? Are you with me? Okay. Say God.
Okay, let's start. Say God.
It's not mysterious to me. So a God that wants to be mysterious will not give you 66 books. Get that? A God that wants to be mysterious, I learned that from Pastor Nanka, he will not give you 66 books. A God that does not want to be known, that's what I mean. I mean, a God that wants to remain in obscurity, that does not want men to know what he is capable of doing. Such God, I didn't think he would give you this much book. No, he won't. What will he give you? He'll give you an handout
or key points or a pamphlet. So, one awesome book in the Bible that is actually very important is that book of Genesis. You know why that book is important? Because that was the only book in the Bible that does not have the influence of the law of Moses. That was the, of course, it has the influence of Moses himself because he was the one that documented it, but that was the only book that does not have activities of the law messing up with the information. Sometimes when you read the story of David, you will not even be sure the one David is guilty of, the one he's not guilty of. You just at times muddle everything up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, see Romans 5, verse 12. Learn to keep friendship. Keep friendship. Don't betray your friends. Keep friendship. Keep it. Keep friendship. Don't disdain your friends. Be a lover. Amen. Let your I'm not talking about church folks now. That one is not admonition, that one is scolding. But normally, keep friendship. Just be a lovable person. People should not be scared around you. Amen. Romans 5, verse 12. And don't back out on commitments. Romans 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, what happened? Sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Verse 13. For unto the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there is no law. 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from who? Adam to Moses. Say Adam to Moses. Even over them that has not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. So, that means there was no sin imputation in the book of Genesis. See, that's 13 and 14. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death still reigned from Adam to Moses. That means when the law was introduced, we have what is called sin imputation. But before the law came into being, we still had the reign of death. So although there was no sin imputation in the book of Genesis, yes, there was death. So, death is not the result of external condemnation. I'll be fast. Death is not the result of external condemnation. Because the law deals from the external. Death is not the result of external condemnation, but internal condemnation. Internal. Never forget that. The law deals with the externals. But the law will need to see sin to work. The law of Moses, it will need to see sin to work. As I'm going somewhere today, if you just flow, you'll be done soon. So I said the law will need to see sin to work. Like, see the law as a multiplying factor. A multiplying factor. Romans 7 verse 12. Romans 7 verse 12. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. That means, see what he's saying? The law is holy, the commandment is holy, just and good. That means, of course, without being enforced, or in the absence of internal condemnation.
We have done this before. That means in the absence of internal condemnation. Please, I'm going somewhere. See verse 13. Was then that which is good made dead unto me? God forbid, but sin. Say sin. Say sin. That it might what? Appear sin. Say sin. That it might appear sin. So what's the law? A magnifying lens for what? Sin. So if there is no sin there initially, will the law see anything to magnify? Hello? If there is no sin and you put the biggest telescope there, will it see anything? No. Now, see, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become what? Exceeding sinful. Are you getting that? Are you getting that, brethren? Read verse 14. For we know that the law is what? Spiritual. But I am what? Carnal. Sold under sin. So, see the law as an amplifier. But just like this microphone right now, if you like, increase the volume from 0 to 100 on the mixer. If there is no input signal, what will happen? No communication, right? Therefore, that means just like, okay, what is 1 million times 0? What of 1 trillion times 0? But once there is 1 trillion times 1, 1 trillion. But if it is 1 trillion times 0, it will be what? 0. That means the law is powerless without what? Sin. That was why, and you know, at times, what that thing that we call the law is actually very terrible. At times, you cannot even predict where it will come from. At times, it will come from yourself. At times, it will come from your pastor that is angry with you. At times, it will come from a prophet ringing bell early in the morning by your window. At times, it can come just from anywhere. Therefore, if we cannot cut down, if we cannot cut down the sources of the law, what can we cut down easily? Sin. You get that? That means once you can reduce sin to zero, no matter the magnitude of the law, it will be what? Powerless. Are you getting me? That was the analysis of Romans 7. So, the law of Moses made something in man. That's where I'm going. The laws of Moses, it made something in man. Romans 5 verse 12 again. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Say Saturday is the day of the Lord. Come on. I don't preach to camera, empty camera. Amen. So as I just heard that, just free, just start freeing your, don't worry, I've prayed for you. A black American is coming to take you abroad in the next 8 months. But I saw in the spirit that if you don't maximize your spiritual growth, he will miss you. Therefore, right now is the time to grow up. Sorry, okay, brothers. See the issue now. Ladies, we want black American. But brothers, we want what? They want a do American. Hallelujah. So, now, that means we are going to find the real sin in the book of Genesis. The real sin. Please focus. Don't say, I know it. You are going to find the real sin in the book of Genesis.
we are going to find the real condemnation in the book of Genesis. Moses only amplified what has happened. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, if only we can understand how sin came in, we will be able to understand our liberty. We'll be able to know how to maintain our liberty. Please, I'll be discussing something today. If you have missed God's Word Goes On Series 2, you have missed Understanding Genesis Series 2, this might as well help you. So, pay attention. Romans 2. So, put in a topic, how to identify sin. Or the litmus, that's not the topic of my sermon. Or the, of course, you know the topic already now. Or the litmus tests of sin. How to identify sin. Sin. Pointer one. This is Understanding Genesis series three, part one. Actually, we are studying our Jesus. That is what we are doing. Our Jesus ought to get to part 16. But we now hooked somewhere. We could not proceed. To continue, we have to come back to where we are coming from. So that is why I paused that. Cut it there. Before we can settle that part. And please don't, of course, I know you don't miss Sunday. Don't miss Sunday. And don't miss out there. Don't miss out there. Your next week is just for God. Are you with me? Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Okay. No, they say we should not be doing teaching meetings for you again. They say we should be doing. What should we be doing? So, the litmus test for sin. Please pay attention. Number one, there will be a message that will be understood but refused. There will be a message that will be understood but refused. Understood but not prioritized. Like, there will be some lies that will be rejected. Just try and put down anyone you can remember. There will be a light that will be rejected. Don't forget, light can come in varying intensities. I'm not saying somebody preach Jesus to them. Clearly, but there will be some amount of light that will be rejected. Romans 2 verse 4. Or despised thou, Romans 2 verse 4. Or despised thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So what is this saying? Say, or despised thou. So you will see men commonizing God's goodness. Yet you will see a God that is not giving up. He will keep stretching forth his hand of fellowship to man. So point one, there will be a message that will be less prioritized or that will be rejected. No, pointer two, litmus test for sin, how to identify sin. Pointer two, there will be a gradual progression away from God. You will see, write down the ones you can write down, or everybody should be writing. Just ensure you, once you miss something, leave the space. Or else, you will not leave here early. So, there will be a gradual progression from God. And once I'm stopping, I will not be able to connect very well today. Just pardon me. It's a long day myself. So there will be a gradual progression from God, like a trip away from God. A journey. Just like you saw Jonah did. Same Romans 2, verse 8 now said, but unto them that are contentious. It's not what they did one day. They are contentious. Romans 2, verse 8. And do not obey the truth, but obey what? Unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Go to Hebrews 3 verse 12. I said you see a gradual progression, a journey away from God. Hebrews 3 verse 12. Take it, brethren, lest there be in any of you what? An evil heart of unbelief in what? In what? In departing from the life-giving God, Zeotaos.
from the life-giving God. That means you will see a man departing from God that want to give him life. Are you with me? Some of you have exams on, is anybody writing on Genesis 2? Class in training? So please, this will help you to understand it clearly. Now, point three. You will see high level of stubbornness. I wish everybody can just pay attention and follow this to the end. You will see high level of stubbornness and a deliberate self-deception and a lie. High level of stubbornness and a deliberate self-deception and a lie. You will see it. Just one strong stubbornness, self-deception, a lie. Go back to Romans 2 verse 5. Wait for you. Let's read Romans 2 verse 5 together. Want to go? But after the hardness and impenitent heart, treasure up unto thyself wrath against the wrath of day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. See that word? Hardness and impenitent heart. So what's point one? How do you recognize him? What's point one? That means if there is no message, you cannot accuse anyone of sin, right? That means there must be a message, but what will happen? Man will might either reject it or not prioritize it. Thank you. Number two, point out two. A gradual progression, a trip away from God, right? What is point three? High level of stubbornness, self-deception, a deliberate lie. Now, let's look at Adam one more time. Genesis 1, verse 26. That means life must be communicated to Adam. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness and let them have what? Dominion. Verse 27. So God created man in what? In his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. We saw male and female repeated again in Galatians 3, right? As in Christ Jesus, there's neither was male nor female. Are you with me? So now he's saying, yet now that this, that implies this is the intention of God. Because later you see in Colossians 1 that Christ is the image of the invisible God. It's invisible. Are you with me? So we saw the intention of God. See chapter 2, verse 7. So we can see the goodness of God. Are you with me? That is still under point one now. We are seeing the intention of God. See chapter 2, verse 7. So we saw man stepping into the intention of God. See chapter 2, verse 7. And Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the what? The breath of life. And man became a what? A living soul. Verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 9. Guys, want to go? And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, write this down. So, we saw man evolving to discover the intention of God. Evolving. E-V-O-L-V-I-N-G. We saw man evolving to discover the intention of God. Don't forget, in Genesis 1 was communicated, was written, let me use the word before Adam was created, was made. But when Adam was made, we saw him stepping into that intention. We saw him understanding. We saw him discovering his purpose for living. For creation. Chapter 2 verse 15. And the Lord God took man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded man saying of what? Every tree of the garden, thou mayest free eat. Verse 17. Guys, want to go? But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So we saw that Adam was not ignorant now of what? The intention of God. Are you with me? He is not ignorant. He knew it. He saw it. In fact, he understood it. So with some man discovering in himself the consequences of deviating from the plan of God. That's why it's there. He's saying the day that you eat, thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. With some man discovering in himself the consequences of deviating from the plan of God. That is 6.1. Don't forget, I told you some series ago, I said something comes with unbelief. That is hatred for the truth. Hatred. Or pushing the truth down on the priority scale. You know, when, let me just give you an example that you can relate with. You know, when you receive a divine prompting, if you remember that response to God, to pray, or to intercede, or to do something, and you don't do it at that time, where do I should pray right now? Okay. But you push it away. What's that? Huh? I'm not looking for any specific ground. How do you describe that? Sir? Disobedience, yes. Any other word? Despair? To despise. That means you knew what to do, right? Are you with me? But how to preach now? How to do it? But I beg, this match is nice. Let me sleep small. Those things are not the characters. That is not a character of a believer. I'm coming to that. See chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that don't forget what it was man told to do. Step into the intention of God. Eat of the tree of life. Don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Right? Become the man in the image of God. So what should we start seeing? Normally, after this. We should see man taking steps in that direction. Are you with me? Taking steps in that direction. But which direction do we see man stepping into? The Lord God said, of course, you know all those, the Lord God, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And which help came? Verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Was that bad? But was that the intention? 20, and Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof, and the ribs which the Lord God has taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man, and wedding ceremony happened. And Adam said, this is, I should speak on marriage on Sunday. Not really like that in Christ. Something like that. Not really marriage. Yes, I'm just a constant. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. It can't be Sunday. It is on part 5 of what we start on Sunday. Amen. Unless you want to do 5 sermons on Sunday. And the Lord, sorry, not Lord. And Adam said, this is now bone of my what? Of bones. And flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Is that bad? Was that the plan? 24. Therefore shall a man what? And shall cleave to his wife, and this shall be one flesh. They are both naked, he and his wife, they were not ashamed. So what do we see there? Deviation, a priority error. You should have settled yourself before bringing anyone else to the world. Are you with me? You should have become the man in the image of God before what? Introducing Eve. Don't say he needs Eve to bring Jesus. That would be funny. Amen. Even at the end of the day, did in the so-called incarnation, did you just come via a biological birth? Sorry, biological conception. No, right? Huh? No, right? That means there was no need for even copulation in the first place for
Stella.
So, parity error. Sin is a trip. What was happening was not bad. But why not first become the man of God? The man in God's class. The man in God's image. Thou should be priority.
Christians, don't forget to work on your priority. I've said this countless times. Genesis 3, verse 7.
And the eyes of them both were opened, okay? And they knew that they were what? Naked. And they sewed fig leaves together. And what? Made themselves aprons. Everybody, verse 8. Want to go, guys? Let's read. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Another man is 5. What happened? They eat themselves. Who eat? They eat themselves, right? From. They eat themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Say from the presence. That is pointer two. A trip away from God. From the presence. Now, after that, condemnation is self-generated. That thing that we call hell was a relay race of man. Are you with me? How do you get to hell? Keep running from God. Are you with me? Keep running from him. You will get there.
But you must run. But you must run faster.
That is point two. Because now go to put your hand there. Rush to Isaiah 43:27. From the presence of God. The unbeliever is the one doing himself. Say God is light. Saying God, there is no darkness at all. That means you will not find judgment in God. You will not find hell in God. You will not find death in God. You will not find condemnation in God. Where will condemnation come from? A trip away from God. And this is to what I'm doing right now is to now use series 2 of Gospel of God's Action to re-explain series 2 of understanding Genesis to you. But I'm actually going somewhere particularly. All these are still introduction, which we see later. See Isaiah 43:27. Let's read together. Thy first father at what? At sinned, and thy what? Teachers, thy mediators, have transgressed against me. Of course, please write this down. Sin there in the Old Testament, that is a Hebrew word, shatter, C-H-A-T-A. It means went astray. Went astray. It's a trip. That is why what you do every day matters. What you do every day matters. Your devotion every day matters. I'm not saying you are going to sin, though. So, went astray. That's meaning. Like a loss, to miss. So, we saw what? Unbelief as a willing going astray. A willing going astray. That is unbelief. A willing going astray. This is what I'm trying to say since. Unbelief is not, I don't know it's wrong. Unbelief is not, I don't know it is wrong. That is not unbelief. Unbelief is, I want my way. Unbelief is, I want it done my way.
See, let me just say this. As a Christian, be careful of always trying to have your way in everything. It's not a character of a new creation. Love is selfless. Be careful of always trying to have your way. Be careful of always trying to dominate everything. It's not a character of a new creation.
We live to serve others.
James 1:13.
Don't worry, we're already midway. Just want to make this snappy today.
James 1:13.
But just follow me. Don't trip off. Follow me. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am what? Tempted of God. For God cannot. Say cannot. Say cannot. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. 14, want to go, guys? But every man is tempted when he's what? Say drawn away. Say drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So who is drawing him away? His own lust. Are you with me, brethren? That's strong. That means, you know, how did I describe it for you earlier? I said it's like you put a trap for yourself. Like in your house now, you now put bombs on the landmines under your rug in your own house. Like when you are setting a trap to catch yourself. I don't understand. When he's drawn away, like when you are tempting yourself. Get that? Oh, okay. How many of you have stolen your own meat in the pot, in your own pot before? No. There was a day, somebody told me that, you know, you can steal your own meat. I said, how can I steal my own meat? I'm actually serious. You can actually steal your own meat. Your own pot, only you at home. Yes, your attitude to taking it is like, I often to take this thing, but. Or maybe I went to a different campus. I don't know. I don't understand. So, I don't know, you confess soon. You can steal your own thing. Some of you steal your own makeup. You understand? It's yours. Yet, the way you use it is. That's some of you. I will teach you. You'll be stealing granite. Your own granite too, in your pocket. Oh, whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. What have you done? Praise God. Okay, drawn away. That's the Greek word elekko. E-X-E-L-K-O. It means to lure from safety. That's just so serious. To lure yourself from safety. So he will know and like what he is doing. That's what I'm trying to say. He will know, the man in sin, he will know and he will like what he is doing. Setting a trap for himself. 15. Then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Genesis 3 verse 9. Go back there. Sorry. 3 verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. And what? I hid myself. Who is hiding himself? Who is hiding? Man, right? Who is hiding from God? Man. Say man. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Art thou eating of the tree that I command thee that thou shouldest not eat? What should be the answer? What should be the simple answer? What is his answer? And the man said, the woman whom thou givest me to be with me, she gave me of the what? Of the tree, and I did it. Verse 13. And Lord God said unto so you can know that it's not just it's Adam's sin is not Eve's sin. See if and Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent was, she too, what did you do? She pushed it. What is that? Self-deception. A lie. Stubbornness. Did you see Adam say sorry anywhere? Did you see apology? Stubbornness. He knew what did. That is pointer 3.
Now, let me do some paraphrase here before we go to the next one. What we saw from Genesis chapter 3 was now God trying to block man from his destination. From that point, what God started doing, though some of you we have this question, if Adam is in heaven or hell, just let's finish today. So, we saw God trying to block man from his destination. That's what we have in verse 15. What's there? And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and our seed. Say redemption. Now, focus. Now, this is not time that we skip things right now. We look at things in a bit more detail. See that 15. I will put what? Enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and our seed. What will happen? It shall what? Bruise thy head. What's that? What's that? It is, he shall bruise thy head. That means the seed shall bruise your head, right? And thou shall what? Bruise his feet. Why will the seed allow his heel to be bruised? What is redemption? The first one. That means the seed of the woman, we what? Or the seed of man, we what? We crush the head of the serpent. Stephanie. But why? You two will bruise his heel. Keep that question somewhere. But you can also write in a bracket a sign. Write that in a bracket. Just put a sign. A sign. A sign. A sign. That's actually for our Jesus. Think about it. Let me ask this question. What saved us from sin? Is it Jesus on the cross like this? Is it the big nails? Hello? Is it big nails? Is it the crown of thorns? Hello? Is it the spear on his side? You're not sure. What saved us from sin? The resurrection of Jesus from the dead. When he rose, who was there? Who was there? Who was there? When he rose, who was there? Huh? When he rose. When he was justified in the spirit, are you there? So, if the events of our redemption are spiritual, how do we know it happened? It shall bruise his heel. Forget. Verse 16. That means the things, you should be smart now. That means the things that were physical was a what? A pointer. That the spiritual happened. Relax. Your mouth is not deep. That means where everything you are seeing on the cross, it does not end there. It's to show you that what? This is the man. So if of course, there's a way this is. No, don't forget, this is Moses speaking, though, okay? This is Moses speaking. This is Moses relating some things to you. So, a lot of influence has happened before this statement was made. Okay, just forget that. It's actually for our Jesus, child. See, verse 16. Unto the woman, he said, I will. No, some of us think God really required death. Or some of us think God. I said something in. Who read this in theory? Okay, oh, Isaac, it's me and you then. In those years. Huh? You. This man. That was 2000, what? Is it 13 or 14? Something like that. Really, yesterday. Cynthia, yesterday. When you have someone in church, you have not. Cynthia has inspired you, amen? Come to salvation. Come to Christ. Okay, don't worry. Let me not go to that. I even forgot to say that. See, verse 16. Until the man said, are we what? Are we what? This next one, we will be telling a lot of things. Just come to church, okay? Come to church. I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt what? Bring forth children, and thy pleasure, I don't understand this one, thy desire shall be to thy husband, and shall rule over thee. You know, that's when you know that Moses has entered. Are you with me?
God can. This cannot be consequence of man's sin. This is not God. Amen. Go and read that. Just pick that Pastor Segu's book at the back. You don't have to collect the money later. Go and read about woman. It's about, go and take it. This is. What is the point of man? As I say, you will struggle, Abby. You will struggle, you will sweat, Abby, and you will die. But what is the woman? They gave her plenty of things. Why? Zebra Moses. We see you. Okay, see verse 17. And to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, which I command not to eat, thou shalt not, the cause is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth unto thee. Thou shalt eat of the herbs of the field. And in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, and out of it thou shalt return. That's not God, okay? That's not God. Okay, so all that was revealing the state of man to man, so that man can cry for help. All that was revealing the state of who? Man to man, so that man can cry for help. Is that clear? That is an utterance to reveal the state of man to man. Verse 20. And Adam called unto his wife, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. 21. Unto Adam, also unto his wife, the Lord made coats of skin and clothed them. That's a lot. 24. So, okay. 22 to 24. And the Lord God, please look at your Bible, said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take what? Of the tree of life, and he should live forever. Therefore, the Lord God, what? Sent him forth from the garden of Eden to what? To till the ground from where he was taken. 24. So he drove out the man and he placed cherubims and a flaming sword which turned everywhere to keep the way to the tree of life. Now, write this number one. All that firstly shows that man is not where he is meant to be. Just symbolism, okay? The first thing you see there is that a man is not where he ought to be. Second thing you will see there is that angels rebel against man. Because now angel can prevent man. That's a lot. First thing you see there is what? Man is not where it ought to be. It's not in the place of dominion. Secondly, now we see angels dominating man. Thirdly. That also shows that the men after Adam, please get this before you write it, the men after Adam will receive the influence of Adam's creation, not the influence of God's creation. The men that will be after Adam, they will receive the influence of Adam's creation now, not Eden, not God's creation. Influence, please put the word influence. Influence of Adam's creation, not the influence of God's creation. Meaning children will not be born into Eden. Thank you. So if unbelief is the first sin in Israel, then that will be the sin. That will be the sin of all sin. If unbelief is the first sin in Israel, then that will be the sin of all sin. Back to Romans 5. 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, I know I'm fast, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. Say death by sin. Say death by sin. So when did that death happen? By what? When did that death happen? See Genesis 2 verse 15. We have done all this before, okay? See Genesis 2 verse 15. Don't give up, just relax. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, say, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. 17, once you go, guys. Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not what? Eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, I will come and kill you. Is that what is there? What is there? Thou shalt surely die, right? That means the activity of eating will what? Will kill instantly, right? Remember? So that means death will be upon eating. Go to Romans 8, verse 6. I'm trying to show you something. If you don't get tired, you will see it.
You have to read the Bible to see it. No, that's my issue. Just read, you see it. That's all. We are chasing death. What is death? What is death? Go to Romans 8, verse 6. And let me wait for you as we read this one together. For to be what? Carnally minded is what? To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So what is being carnally minded? Read verse 1. There is therefore now what? Condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, of course, sorry, but after the spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, does what? Condemn sin in the flesh. So, death will first come as condemnation. When he's saying, in the day that you eat of the tree, you will surely die, that death will first materialize as condemnation. In the Bible, condemnation is death. Condemnation is death. Is death.
That is why, back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and they made themselves aprons. Verse 8, look at your Bible, don't look at me. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called upon Adam and said, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice, and I was what? Afraid. See, I was afraid. Because I was naked and I hid myself. That was death. Say, condemnation is death. Now, get this point now. Now start getting a bit, let me use the word professional. Although the guy has died, but is he beyond redemption? Is it beyond redemption? Because that death now, you see a progress, you see going, you see a progression. Now, so, but death is also a destination. He has died though. So that means you can see death in two forms. Death is a progression and it's also a destination. For instance, the man that has not believed in gospel, right now, what is happening to him? He's dead. Ephesians 2, right? When you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walketh in the shadow of disobedience, among whom we have all our conversation in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the mind, and we are by nature what? Children of wrath, even as others. For God, who is rich in mercy, by his great love, he loves us, even when we are what? Dead in sin. So the man opposing the gospel right now, he is currently dead though. But he has not attained to death. That means he is dead, but he's not yet dead. So he's dead. He's dead like he's on, let me say, okay, he's on the journey of death. But he's not yet at the destination. Of course, if you remember apostasy, so I said, when the body of man now dies, like when the body now departs with the mind in opposition to the will of God. Or let me say this way, when the body now dies, when the mind is in opposition to the will of God in the spirit. You remember where I started from? I said the law of Moses deals with the external, but sin is what? Internal what? Condemnation. So that means the man that has not believed the gospel, his mind and his spirit, what are they doing? They are fighting. They are in disarray. It's internal. Why? Remember, the spirit of man is what is designed for who? Designed for who? God. I have told you, if we see it, let me know. There is no proof from the Bible that a demon can possess the spirit of man. For what? He prepared the spirit of man as his own. Amen, amen. Praise God. Heaven and earth was created for who? For man. Man is created for who? For God. God is to live where? In man. You cannot
The demon cannot live there. That's the point. I'm sorry. That's what I told that. Demons, they exist in mind level, body level, and the rest. Spirit level is for God. Are you with me, brethren? That's why he that is joined to the Lord is, amen, spirit. One spirit. I've never seen he that is joined to the demon is one spirit before. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? So, now, that means when the man now dies, that means his body departs. And what do I call the body? What's the body? A tool of what? Communication or what? A link. Don't forget that. Because get this right.
Is it Genesis? You know, Romans 5 now. Yeah, Romans 5:19.
But get this right. Why are babies called innocent? Is it their bodies that is developing? Sorry, is it their spirit that is developing? What is developing? Why is mind developing? Because the body is what? Developing, right? That means, as the body is growing, what is happening to the mind? It's gaining consciousness. What happens if body stops developing? Mind stops, right? So if body leaves, what happens? So that's the question to ask. Are you with me? Because now there's a spirit that is not yet satisfied. Now the body, don't forget, man is indestructible. Okay? Man is indestructible. There's no extinction to man. There's no extinction to man. Amen? Once you're born, you are born. Once you're born, you are born. You are born into eternity. That's what Daniel was trying to say in Daniel 12 verse 2. There shall be a resurrection of the dead of the just and the unjust. That is talking. Okay. Get our processes, I beg. Don't mess up with me today. So, I wrote in my notes, when the body of man departs, that inner conflict will never cease. That inner conflict will never cease. See, this body is for a purpose, so. It's for a purpose, okay? Because there is no logical reason for also say once a man dies, he cannot repent. Because God does not withhold anything from man. Now, we have dealt with Adam. Let's deal with one more guy before we go. The sin of Cain. Cain. Say Cain. Thank you. So, of course, firstly, don't forget, Adam's sin was not imputed on Cain. Nope. But Cain might be influenced by Adam's rebellion. God did not punish Cain for Adam's sin. But Cain, he was what? He might be what? Influenced by Adam's rebellion. Don't forget the way Romans 5 put it. He says it's a reign of death, not an invocation. Not a laying of hands of death. Not by heredity, not by biological birth. See Romans 5. Verse 19. Look at your Bible, don't get tired. Romans 5, verse 19. Just give me 15 minutes, I'll be done. Romans 5, 19. For as by one man's what? What, how many man's? One man, say by. He's not saying one man's disobedience is everybody's disobedience, but as by, that means through the instrumentality. You get that? Say as by. That means through the instrumentality of one man's disobedience, what happened? Many were made sinners. So now see the last word. That means there is an influence mankind received from Adam. There is an influence that is receivable from Adam, right? Are you with me? That means that influence is not their sin, no, but that influence can influence them to sin. So also, what's the latter part? Look at your Bible. Yes? So also, by what? Oh! Say obedience. So also, in Christ, there's what? An influence. That is why universal Salism that says because Jesus has died, everybody is what? He's saved. They are so daft. Amen. Because that you have to tear a lot of, you have to wrong a lot of things in the book of John. You just be wronging, canceling a lot of chapter. Whatever, that's serious statement, unserious statement. So that means, but in Christ, in the obedience of Christ, say obedience. Remember, what is obedience? By the things he suffered, right? Hebrews 2. Huh? So in the obedience of Christ, there will be what? An appeal. An influence. That means what Jesus did will appeal to the heart of man. Just keep that somewhere, okay? That is nowhere I'm going. We're looking at Cain. See us by. See us by. See us by. Come on. I know I'm cool. I know I'm not. I know. But you have loved me with my AKT background. See us by. That means it is by. Don't say I'm like this. No, all of us, we are blaming Adam. That Adam is the issue of this world. Is it Adam that is making people to steal money in Nigeria now? Is it Adam? Eh? Somebody will steal money. Blame Adam. We don't blame. Do they say blame the devil? Yes, you know. See, same Romans 5, verse 15. Maybe this one will clear it for you. Romans 5, 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if what? Say true. Don't be far. Don't rush those statements. Say true. If true the offense of one, many be what? Did he say is the offense of one that killed them? No. But true. That means in that offense of one, there is an influence that they receive and they sinned. Say the sin of Adam. Is the sin of Adam alone. Do you remember under can the Bible be wrong? That should be serious one. Where did we trash use homosexual someone to trash out Jeroboam? Oh, is it one? Then you wow. I have to write an exam on my own sermon. Amen. So now he said the sin of Jeroboam. You know that guy, he was just so like they just used his life. His life was so miserable. He has died years ago. You know what they will keep saying? Say, you are sinning the sin of Jeroboam. The guy, wherever he is, maybe hell or heaven, just say, wait, now I have gone. But they said the sin of Jeroboam, which caused Israel to sin. In fact, Ahab, that lived years after, he said, is according to the sin of Jeroboam. That means, as soon as Jeroboam's sin is their sin, but Jeroboam he orchestrated something that influenced the generations. Are you getting this? See, God is just. No, you are not like this because of one man's sin. Sorry, what did I just say? You are not like this. Okay, it's not one man's sin that you are begging God to forgive you. Is that clear? I mean, what God is forgiving you is not the sin of Adam that you inherited. It's your own. Everything is your own.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
So he said, if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. So when you see that Romans 5 is a chapter of influence, he was teaching you how the sin of Adam influences men to sin and how the obedience of Christ influences men to obey the gospel.
Don't forget that. Genesis 4. I'm so close to completion. There's something I need to nail today. Actually, there's something I told you in series 1 that we are going to go back to. That's where we are going to this time. I know we have studied about everything physical. There's things we need to see. Genesis 4, verse 1. And Adam knew, and I'll give you one serious assignment. You are going to read over 500 verses of the Bible for me. Five, not here. You read at home. So I mean, what can be easier? Unless we use two sermons to just be reading. But you have to read. Are you not young? Are you not young? I'm young. My head, my shoulder, my knee. Come on, yeah, let's sing our team song. My head. Young, come on. Is he singing? Adobe. Amen. Thank you. Genesis 4, verse 1. And Adam knew his wife, and what? She conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Genesis 4, verse 2 now. And she again bare his brother, Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. No, they did name ceremony for Cain. They didn't do for Abel. Abi? You didn't sit down. You are the man of Rema. How come you missed down? You didn't sit down. So I gave, so first time in history, I'm above you in Rema, right? Yeah. Ojut and Rema. On Facebook in those days, 2015. Hey, Ojut. God, just save this guy. But then I didn't know who the one, maybe it was Jehovah's Witness or God bless your life. Okay, thank you. Now, okay, see verse 2. And again, Bia, his brother, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. You know, some people say that it's because Cain was seeing the ground that has been caused. Now, that's why don't believe such rubbish, okay? It was Moses that called the land, later. Moses, the curse was not that day. It was when they were writing it. Are you with me? In fact, in this place, they were just discovering everything. They didn't even know there was anything called curse. They don't know of death. Moses explained their life to them.
So don't say God caused all those. That's imagine. Okay, think about it. How a woman that has not even knew his wife, how will God be telling you that you'll be having pain in conception? She don't even know what is called that. Are you with me? So it's not. You see Moses' influence there. Of course, let's focus on where we are going. See verse 3. So I said, those utterances, okay, please write it down this way. Those utterances were Moses' physical explanation of a spiritual occurrence. Don't find Rema in it. They have Moses' physical explanation of a spiritual occurrence. See verse 3. Genesis 4, verse 3. And in the process of time, Say in the process of time. So this is not the day they were born. They had time. Write this down again. You have written it before. Long life is to discover God. Adam had 963 years. Okay. Long life is God's long suffering. So it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. Verse 4, and Abel he brought also of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was what? What happened? Cain was what? Wrath, and his countenance fell. Now see the point. Abel, God has not rejected Cain. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All we saw there was that Abel discovered justification before Cain. God did not reject Cain. Abel just discovered the justification before him. See Hebrews 11. So, like, they both brought an offering before God, but God revealed the factor behind the sin, faith and unbelief. Abel was not justified by the offering, not by blood, but by faith. It was faith. Faith was behind the sin. And see, write the one you can remember. Faith was behind the sin. Abel was not justified by the offering. He was not justified by blood. He was justified by faith. Like, they brought offering to God, and God revealed the factors behind the sin. See Hebrews 11, verse 4.
Hallelujah. Oh, you know, hallelujah is a Hebrew language.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah is a Hebrew.
What is the language of heaven? Thanks.
Hallelujah is an heavenly language.
Serious. It's heaven, they have vowels. It's heaven, they speak English. No, hallelujah is H A L E. So, okay, thank you. Hebrews 11, verse 4. Let's read together. Want to go? By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained what? Witness that he was. By what? By it, he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it, he being what? Dead, yet speaketh. So, what was behind the offering? Say faith. Say faith. So, if Abel's offering was propelled from faith, Cain's offering would be propelled from unbelief. Now, like I told you before, I said that means there must be a message, likely from their parent or self-discovery. There must be a message, either from their parents or self-discovery. That has showed you point one already. God revealed his will to them.
See, don't be jealous. You simply saw your brother justified. What should you do? You know, seeing Abel justified, that means God has shown you the way towards justification. Is that clear? Are you with me? Two people are somewhere. One was justified. You are not yet justified. What should you simply do? Copy and paste. Abi Hakim. Just copy and paste. So God has not rejected you. In fact, God was revealing himself to them. That means through Abel, things first became clear that justification will be by faith. But Cain, what happened?
Now, that's point one. God is revealing himself. See verse 7. No, sorry, verse 6. One, two, guys. Verse 6. And Lord God said unto Cain, why are thou what? Genesis 4, verse 6. Genesis 4, verse 6. Let's read together. Please help me. And Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wrought? And why is thy countenance fallen? Eh?
So instead of, so, rejoice with them that rejoice and get his own. What happened? He was upset.
So the journey has started. See verse 7. If thou doest well, thou shalt not be, will thou not be accepted? But if thou doest not well, sin light at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field. What happened? That Cain what? Rose up against Abel his brother and what? And slew him. Amen. So he progressed, right? Huh? He progressed in hatred. He progressed. He knew what to do. What should he have done? What Abel did. But he didn't do it. He was angry. Later, he killed. So, who was the first killer in history? Demon, God, or man? So, if demons learn to kill, who did they learn from? If God kills, who did he learn from? Amen, amen. So, he should have listened to Abel and be justified. But no, he took a flight further away from God. That is pointer two. See verse 9. Let's read verse 9 together. Want to go? And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? What was that? Pointer three. Self-deception. Lies. He completed the journey. Now, please write this down. No, this is serious. God was asking you a question. He said, am I my brother's keeper? That is stubbornness. That's stubbornness. I'm writing it off now. Hold on.
Now, as for Adam, creation was the tool of his rebellion. As for Cain, anger and wrath. As for Adam, it was creation. Creation was his tool of rebellion. As for Cain, it was what? Anger and wrath. Verse 10.
And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground, and now thou art caused from the earth, which hath opened his mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. So, judgment was the result of his journey away from God. It was not that single act. It was the result of his journey away from God, not just one singular act. See verse 12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee what? As strength. A fugitive and a vagabond thou shalt be on the earth. Same thing that was said to Adam was said to him. Can say that he received his own judgment separately. Do you get that? That means Adam got his own. Cain got his own separately. Verse 13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a what? Vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Verse 15. And the Lord God said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any find him should kill him. So, what do you see? What does that tell you? God continued his appeal to him. That means, despite all he has done, God was still good to him. Are you with me? Praise God. In fact, when Cain was the first man to pray in the Bible, according to at least history, and his prayer was answered. Are you with me? That means that's not all he did. God was not what? God was not upset. God was still good to him. But what should that goodness do? Should bring him to what?
To repentance.
But see verse 16. So, that goodness of God should bring you to repentance, it should cause man to come back, lest you get to the death you are laboring for. What do we see in verse 16? And Cain what? Went out from the presence of the Lord. He went from. Are serious? 1 John 3 verse 11. 1 Everybody open this one. Let's read it. Then that will be last scripture. First John 3 verse 11. Just read 11 and 12 together. First John 3, 11 and 12. For this is the... Come on. Divine, are you there? Let's open. Are you there? Sorry, if that's small. Sorry, who is small? Who is big? Okay, 11 and 12. Want to go? For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning. That we should what? Love one another. Yes? Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and therefore he slew him because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Hallelujah. So now, we just saw another of such journey again. It's a trip of man away from God. And this is the question I want to ask. So did Cain and Adam go to the end of their journey? If you are asked such question, what should be your answer? Did Cain and Adam, did they get to the end, to the destination of death? No, we have death as a journey, and we have death as a destination. Did they get to the destination called death? We can't say. Are you with me? That's just the answer. We can't say. Because that is not even the delight of God. Are you with me? Praise God. Adam lived how long? Yeah. And even we had some utterances that later made that shows that maybe this guy is having a rethink of mind. So now, that's just to tell you that you don't, all
What we see, or what we can see, what is glaring is that process. It is when we see man in that process that we caution man. You get that? We don't say, this one has gone too well. This one has not gone too well. I'm not saying they have not gone. So, if somebody asks you that, is Adam in heaven or hell?
We can't say.
But it is clear that they tread the path of death. It is clear that they were on the path of death. Did they get to their decision? How should I know that? Because don't forget, as they were going, what was God doing? God was appealing. Hallelujah. He was appealing. And it's not just a year thing. It was multiples.
Okay.
So please aim to tell your neighbor. Say hatred and stubbornness are never your character. Hatred and stubbornness is the character of the man going to hell. It is the character of man of the man going to hell. Hatred, stubbornness. It is the character of the men in rebellion. No saint of God is born unable to take instructions. No, not one. Also, don't patronize lies. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. It's bad. It's so bad. Plenty folks on Facebook. The world works. The world is not working anywhere. Liars! Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie about your spiritual growth. You know you need to invest more time into spiritual growth. Do it. Don't lie. Don't say, but I'm trying. That's lie. At least if you don't write anything, write this one. Don't use smartness against God. Stop proving to God that you are damn smart. Stop using IQ. IQ. Sometimes you are confronted by that you need to improve in your love work. Just repent. In this place, repentance is honorable. It's nothing. It's just honorable. Don't. You are not born like that from above.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You have to preach. You have to feel your pianos. Just do it. Trust the leadership to grow you up. Deal in sincerity.
Don't try to outsmart. Don't be cunning. Be sincere. Especially in spiritual things. Don't be cunning. Be sincere.
Deal in sincerity.
Let me say it again. In the things of God, honesty, sincerity, and obedience are always priority. Honesty, sincerity, and obedience. Not my correctness. Attend to ministry with singleness of heart. Attend to ministry with singleness of heart. I just told you, it's not the character of the man in Christ to be stubborn. It's not the character of the man in Christ to be hateful. It's not the character of the man in Christ to be rebellious. It's not the character of the man in Christ to want to have his own way. It's not the character of the man in Christ to be bent on my thing. No, it's not your thing, it's our thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not the character of the man in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm from above. I'm born of love. Say, I'm born of love. Say, I attend to ministry with singleness of heart. Say, my eyes are not evil. My eyes are single. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, keep that. Keep that. Be free. Be free. You walk more by trying to outsmart God. You walk more. You will walk more by trying to outsmart your leaders. Be free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be free. It's not your character. You don't have a stubborn heart. You don't have an impenitent heart. You don't. Say, we are not born rebellious. Say, we are born full of the Spirit. Say, we are born full of God.
Say, we can take instructions
and we can cause others to follow instructions. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't try to use your IQ to counterfeit the things of God. No. Don't try to. Sometimes you receive a prompting. Just don't deal. Don't use. Let me say it again. Don't use IQ against God, against His instructions. Deal in sincerity. When you are back to your place of work, use smartness. In Christianity, is what? Obedience. Say obedience. Say sincerity. Say honesty. Because when God was asking those guys, what have you done? If they have opened up, God, I was angry and I slay my brother. What do you think will be the next reply? It's not just about forgiving. That is a step back from rebellion. But what did they say? Am I my brother's keeper? Now, of course, that may look extreme, but learn from it. Learn from it. You know, we have people that they know they are wrong. You reprove them. Yes. So one part of their head will still say, is it only me? No, it's not you. Hallelujah. Don't receive influence from the men in debt. No. Don't receive such influence. You are in life. You are born of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hold down with somebody beside you. Hold down with somebody beside you. Just hold hands. And bless his or her mind. Just bless his mind. Please, we need this mind to be correct, okay? Please, so help me. Bless his or her mind. Bless. Come on, bless. Your mind is blessed. You are not stubborn against God's word. You are not stubborn against instructions. You are not stubborn. You are not rebellious. You are obedient. You follow through. You don't patronize the characters of the men in rebellion. No. You are not hateful. You are not hurtful. You are not high-minded. You are not full of yourself. No. You don't try to outsmart God. No. You don't try to outsmart your leaders. No. You get better. Come on. You get better. Come on, just pray a bit more. You get better. Oh, hallelujah. I'm of Stagavate, Come on, just pray a bit more. Bless the mind of that person. Your mind will be simple towards instructions. Your mind will be simple. You will not be looking for a way to make yourself correct. No. Just you yield. You are free. You are always justified. You don't try to prove. You don't live to prove a point. No. We live in obedience. In obedience. Obedience to the will of God. Obedience to the will of God. Obedience in His ministry. When you are reproved, you receive it with meekness, with sickness of heart. When you are reproved, take it with joy, not with sorrow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Allah to go vatek of an and run take us to go shantos. I bless your mind. Say your minds are blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So you need that mind to serve God well. That mind, okay? That mind. You need this to just be to calm down. Everything we do in this place, we know it is because it is best for you. So put that mind, just let it calm down and just follow through. Hallelujah. See, we have great years ahead of us. It will be so much greatness. Amen? you know, you don't have to pray to, like, let me say this. If you are in the right, if you are in the right church, you don't have to pray that God show me your will. Just stay. Don't worry. You don't need. Don't pray that God use me. What? No way. I will use you. No. Hallelujah. Leave God. Just don't pray that God learn to discover, to acquire, to what? Fire. So I don't expire from my empire with an umpire in despair. You don't. Just stay. Hallelujah. Oh, you to hold you, pray some more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I will grab you, hey, go and preach. When she says that, you just respond. Just be free. Are you with me? Don't, like, don't prepare defense before, like, I just say, okay, I just see me. Ah! Immediately, you're already thinking, okay, if pastor comes like this, I will. If he comes like this, I will. You just put your, defenders, Abby? John Wick is there. Who is there? Sorry, is it John Wick defender? Sorry? Footballers? Okay. No, you're already putting defenders. No, don't use defenders. Yeah? Just relax. Are you with me? Praise God. So let your, you are in a family. I don't know why I'm saying this. You are in a family. It's our duty to grow you up, not to kill you. But how many are we that are going to kill ourselves? So I'm saying instructions are, I'm not saying this because of anything. I'm saying this because I want to teach it. Instructions are to make you better. Just relax. My tomorrow will be all right. I think I learned that from Pastor Jadeboye. My tomorrow will be just all right. The awesome experiences awaits me. So the Lord will yet give me sweet memories. Hallelujah. Say sweet memories awaits me. Say better days I see. Just relax. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Relax. Don't be too bothered. He will take care of you. Oh, he will take care of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alamaneko stagati randeko stagavana ano stagavane ishatema. Imagine. You know what I saw? I also saw something. Well, I will say it anyway. It's not. I may see online. Anyway, leave that. Good men will come your way. Amen. Let's close service. Amen. Hallelujah. But to be candid, I saw it sprinted. But amen. Good people will come your way. Okay, let the good people. Hallelujah. Good people will come your way. Hallelujah. My pastor wants good women. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man of Shalom. Amen.